This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Vario Cold, and this is the inside of my mind. Oh my god, every week on this podcast, welcome to the podcast, by the way, my name is Radio Mike. Every week I do a different name at the top. Sometimes they're listener submitted, but sometimes I forget, so I just make them up right before I start the podcast. This week it's Vario Cold, because, oh my god, anyone who lives in Melbourne right now, how cold is it? It is actually so cold right now. Like, I don't think I've ever been this cold. Do you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and this is not a joke. Nothing about this is a joke. And I realize I have, like, a sarcastic way of speaking at times, but this is not a joke. This is the truth. And it's going to sound crazy. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't plan to talk about this, by the way. I'll do the quick intro. This is my podcast, 20th Century Boy, a podcast about me, Radio Mike, a young writer and producer in his mid-20s, soon to be late 20s, trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of living life, which is sometimes easier than other times. I'm Australia's most lovable nerd. Thank you for joining me for my podcast. I missed last week. Apologies for that. Personal stuff came up, but we back. Yo. Here's what I was going to say. And you will not believe this, but I guarantee you it's true. I don't think
that I ever felt cold before the age of like 20. I'm not joking. I actually have no memories of ever being cold before the age of 20. I actually reckon when I turned 20, that is when I, like, felt cold for the first time. Because pre-20, my teen years, being a kid, I don't remember ever feeling cold. Suddenly, I'm an adult and I feel cold. But as a kid, I have no memories of ever being cold. I don't know what's changed. Is that a thing? I don't remember ever being cold before the age of 20. Just putting that out there. Didn't have that on the list of stuff to talk about, but I might as well say it. Hey guys, patreon.com/radiomike. That is the first thing. patreon.com/radiomike. Bonus podcast with me and Pat, the young and talented producer on this show who does all of the reels and TikTok video edits, which are going really well. We had a few great ones, had a really good streak, and we're going for 10,000 followers on TikTok. Let's get there. We did hit 5,000 on Instagram. Yes, finally, a goal I've been trying to reach for a long time. And you know what? It means nothing. But yeah, patreon.com/radiomike, bonus podcast with bonus stuff that you can't hear anywhere else. You can get to know Pat a bit more. It is well worth it. The feedback on the Patreon pod has been great. We're trying to do it weekly. There's two up already. So this is bonus podcast just for Patreon. As little as $1 a month can really go a long way to help support me and help me keep making these, because I don't make very much money off doing the podcast, but I do like doing it. It would be good to just make enough money to break even on Pat's pay and the cost of hosting the podcast and et cetera, and just the time cost of putting it together. As little as $1 a month, that's $12 a year. You get the bonus podcast every week. You get a bonus podcast. There will be stories that we will only tell on the bonus podcast. So today I'm going to be talking about the Grilled thing, which Pat was there for. But if you want to know the full story of what happened at Grilled, jump on the Patreon. We're going to talk about it this week. And yeah, if you don't want to sign up to Patreon, which I know could be annoying, if you PayPal me $12, that's $1 a month for a year, I will send you links to all of the Patreon bonuses. So however, if you do want to donate, however you want to donate, please do it. Patreon's going to be great. I'm going to be trying to service the Patreon much more. So if you're a fan of me and any of my stuff, the Patreon is going to be the place to be. $1 a month minimum really would help me. And also radiomike.com.au/merch. Don't forget the .au. There's some stuff there if you want to buy some merch. There's t-shirts and whatnot. So please feel free to go and check some of that stuff out as well. But yeah, patreon.com/radiomike. I say it again, patreon.com/radiomike. Patreon.com/radiomike. Sign up. Bonus podcast there. So please go and suss it out for uncensored, unfiltered content from me and Pat that is very, very funny. A few updates. As you know, if you're a long-time listener, I've been back at Mum and Dad's in between share houses at the moment. But we got approved for a new place. Me and some friends. I will be moving next week, which is awesome. So, actually, this is probably, possibly actually, the last episode from here. There'll be a new spot. It is an amazing, amazing, big, modern house with 3 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, plus an attic space that doubles as a rumpus loft. I'm so excited about it. It was the only, a few weeks ago on the pod, I talked about how places are so deceptive, like houses are so deceptive on Domain and real estate sites, and then you go and inspect them and they're terrible. This was the only one I really liked and I loved it. And then we applied and didn't hear back for 2 weeks. And then we just got a call and they were like, yep, you're approved. When can you move in? So I'm so excited to move in. I'll have much more space to do podcasts. Like, it's been a bit hard making pods here. Because my dad works from home and it's hard to just have guests in and out for the Harry Potter pod and stuff as well. So I'm really excited to just kind of get back into the real world, be an adult, pay rent, live life and be independent and not live at my parents, which is, it's only been probably, I moved back here on the 23rd of May and it's now the 10th of July. So it's only been a month and a half, but yeah, I'm really ready for it. And without giving too much away, the new house is literally around the corner from Chicken Episode 2.0, the chicken shop that I am really want to go to, that is the second best chicken in Kensington. Well, that's where I'm moving to Kensington, which is a suburb in the inner west of, or inner northwest of Melbourne. So yeah, really excited to that. Makes going to Chicken Episode 2.0 every weekend really easy. We do have to do that soon. I understand a lot of Australia, aside from Melbourne now, is in lockdown, which is a huge shame. And I hope people in Sydney and Queensland and wherever else around the country are okay, as well as international listeners. I hope everything is okay for you. And I just wanted to say, if you are in lockdown, why not get the bonus podcast at patreon.com/radiomike? Bit of extra content for you while you're stuck at home. Couple follow-ups before we get into the meat of the show. And remember, you can see the video podcast on YouTube if you like. Radio Lazza wrote in. Welcome to the radio family, Radio Lazza. He says, you've blown my mind with the Buffalo Bill ice cream. I could have sworn the same as you, Radio Mike. And if you weren't listening to previous episodes, I spoke on the last episode, I believe, about how I thought that the Buffalo Bill ice cream was called Buffalo Bill. And I thought it, yeah. And apparently, and a lot of other people, we did a TikTok about it and it went off. Like, I got a fair few views and a lot of comments of people agreeing, disagreeing, whatever. But I said that that Buffalo Bill was a character in Silence of the Lambs, which I haven't seen, but then it turns out, so it does kind of make sense because Buffalo Bill was apparently a famous, Western outlaw in the USA. So the Buffalo Bill ice cream, which is a cowboy with a bubblegum nose, is clearly based on that Buffalo Bill person, right? So I think it's kind of an interesting mistake to make, but I never knew about Buffalo Bill the cowboy. So I don't know how I made this particular. Yeah, I just thought it was called Buffalo Bill and Lazar agreed. Radio Connie from the UK. Welcome to the radio family. I'm super behind on the podcast, but I'm doing some catching up now and I was startled when I heard my name. That must have been a few weeks ago. And Connie, for listeners of this show, has been doing a cross stitch made by Radio Freya, who is on the Patreon. Welcome and thank you, Freya. She's been doing a cross stitch and it's of the podcast artwork and it's taken her 6 months. She's only a quarter. What she says, I haven't worked on the cross stitch in a hot minute. I've been so busy between all the job hunting stresses and I've been a little bit ill for the whole month of June, which is rubbish. But here's another progress photo and maybe I'll try and put the progress photo on the screen. Actually, I've got it on my laptop here. So I'll just hold it up to the camera for video viewers, if you can see that. So she's been doing that and it's looking really good. Thank you for persisting with it, Connie. That's very, very cool of you. Radio Alex Sky, welcome to the radio family. I talked about Sean Kingston, the artist responsible for the best song ever, Me Love, which goes, oh, 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 why'd you have to go away from home? Me Love, that I should do a cover of it because that was just so beautiful. In one of his songs, Beautiful Girls, there is the lyric, it was back in 99 watching movies all the time when I went away for doing my first crime. So that's Sean Kingston saying that in 1999, he went away for doing a crime, but he was born in 1990 and I was challenging it because that would make him 9 years old. And I don't think 9 year olds can go to prison. Alex Sky's done some research. Radio Mike, looks like the age of criminal responsibility in Jamaica, where Sean Kingston lived, in 1999 was 12. So it is not possible that he went away for doing his first crime back in 1999 when he was watching movies all the time. So we have caught Sean Kingston out in a lie here. Back in 99, when Sean Kingston was watching movies all the time, right? He couldn't have gone away for doing his first crime. Therefore, he has lied to us through song. And as Homer Simpson said, I hate it when people do that. Because particularly with Sean Kingston, like he's trying to make himself out to be like this bad guy. Yeah, I went to jail when I was 9. Well, no, you didn't. So why'd you write it in a song? For lyrical shock value? Because we were shocked, but now we're even more shocked that you lied about it. Anyway, I'm just putting out there, Sean Kingston, don't lie in your songs. But I do love your song, Me Love. It's a great song. Ethan as well, welcome to the radio family. Hey Mike, I just joined your Patreon, loving all the content, slowly making my way through 20th Century Boy. And thank you very much, Ethan. There was a couple messages that came in on Instagram, and I want to say a huge thank you. Like, people have been really joining the Patreon. Like, we've had a bunch of new patrons, which is really, really great. I also had someone say on Instagram, and I'm just trying to find this message if I can. Oh yes, it's from Radio Nathan. Welcome to the radio family. Congratulations on 5,000 followers, new listener, but really enjoying the content. Keep up the awesome work, mate. Thank you so much, Nathan. I appreciate that as well. We do need to do an update on the grilled situation because this is almost an unintentional viral thing I've done. If you haven't been paying attention to the pod, I should make an opener for grilled, but I probably won't. If you haven't been following the podcast for the last few weeks, basically a few weeks ago, why don't I cut in the audio? I said this. I want to put it out there to grilled and people are not going to like this. But grilled, I have never enjoyed your food. I don't like any of the burgers there. Your chips are covered in this weird herb that makes them taste shit. I don't think they're healthy. Grilled's thing is healthy burgers. I'm sure they're healthier than KFC, but I don't think they're very healthy. I absolutely hate the thing where you give people the bottle cap after they order and they have to choose a charity out of 3 charities to donate to because I think it's sadistic that grilled hits charities against each other in that way. Just saying, grilled. And Pat, my trusty producer and editor, who if you want to learn more about, you can find a bonus podcast that he speaks on at patreon.com/radiomike, whatever, $1 a month. It's not really that much money for the value you get from this podcast every week. You just give me $1 a month, which is 50 cents a week. No, it's not. It's 25 cents a week. My math sucks. So Pat made a TikTok of it, as I said, and the TikTok really blew up and so did the Instagram. Lots of people really angry at me essentially for hating grilled, but I don't like grilled. I've never enjoyed a meal at grilled. Then grilled got involved. They started commenting on my TikToks. They followed me on Instagram that, you know, they were involved. They were angry at me for smearing their name. And, the social media person from grilled who seems lovely, she, got in touch with me. And I told her I'll be going to Grilled to try a meal. And I wanted her to recommend something. And last week, Pat and I did get dinner from Grilled. So what was the result? Well, here's us entering the Grilled. Here's what happened.
Are you going to die?
Nah. Hey guys, it's Mike here. We have just entered Grilled Windsor, which is on Chapel Street. Pat is with me.
G'day.
Now, the first thing that Pat noticed is that the charity bins
every single charity is the one charity, which is actually, that's what I like, right?
It's for the exact, like, there's no three individual charities, it's just for the same one.
I don't have to choose and pit charities against each other, I'm just going to give to the one charity. Alright, we are going to order and talk about the food as the night progresses.
I think we'll do that.
Thank you.
I'm in love with you.
So, Pat and I, we're really happy. I was really happy because obviously one of the things I criticized them for was making you choose between three charities, which I thought was sadistic. But there was only one charity at this grilled, which was a winning point for me. We then talked about what we would order. Now, the social media person from Grilled recommended some HFC bites, which I guess are like, HFC is the Grilled's healthy fried chicken, which is apparently healthy, and they're spicy. And they are basically like popcorn chicken, well, bigger kind of popcorn chickens. So we got that. She also recommended one of the HFC burgers, which I did order. And here's us looking through the menu anyway.
I have decided on my order based on the recommendations of Brooke, the social media person from Grilled. Pat is still thinking about his order, aren't you, Pat?
Yeah, I am. They also recommended the Simon Says burger with crispy bacon, avocado, cos lettuce, tomato, Spanish onion, relish, and herb mayo. I wanted to get a beef burger, but you know what? I've never had a chicken burger at Grilled, so I think I'm going to go that.
And one of the things I like is that they have, well, I don't like, is they have HFC as opposed to KFC. It's healthy fried chicken. Personally, a little bit cringeworthy for me, you know, trying to capitalize off someone else's brand. We saw it happen with the Big Mac and the Big Jack.
We did.
Was that
That was last year.
Late last year.
Yeah.
So Grilled trying to do the same thing to KFC.
Yeah.
We're going to get some of the HFC hot bites as well.
So we'll have a little sample there. It's going to be a chicken-fueled night.
Chicken-fueled night for sure. But, you know, we'll have some potato in there. Yeah. And, we'll keep you updated.
That's it. Keep on trucking.
I'm in love with all of you.
Sorry, I should explain. There is a behind Patreon listeners will know there is a new meme that me and Pat are doing. Well, I started it, but Pat does it now, which is good. I like that, Pat. Where basically you just say at the end of a phone call with someone when they're like, "All right, see ya," you just go, "See ya, I'm in love with you," and then you hang up. I don't know why. I just find it funny. Anyway, moving on. Okay, I went up to order my grilled burger at the Chapel Street Grilled, and a young man whose name I have forgotten, which is such a shame because he was really nice, took our order. I ordered the hot spicy chicken burger, whatever that is called, I ordered it, as well as the HFC bites and some zucchini chips and a kombucha. And as I ordered, I said to this young man who was taking my order, I said, "Hey, look, I just want you to know, historically, I have never enjoyed a burger from Grilled." And he said to me, "That's a shame. I hope we can change your mind today." Great service. Was not upset. Responded great. We sat down. We waited for our food. Now, what was the verdict on the Grilled burger? Well, the burger came. The chicken came. The zucchini chips came. For some reason, my brain is saying this guy's name was Harrison, but then it's also saying Sean, but then I don't think it was either of them. So sorry, Harrison, Sean, or whoever you are. I'm very sorry. The burger comes over. And guys, and Grilled, to you. Before I went to Grilled that night, I said on record that I had never enjoyed a burger from Grilled. But I wanted to say that I am no longer able to say that because Grilled Chapel Street, and I'm applauding them, Grilled Chapel Street made an amazing burger. It tasted so good. It was the chicken. Look, the chicken, not the best chicken I've had, but the chicken to sauce ratio was just incredible. Like, it was a moist burger. I don't like a dry burger. I like a moist, saucy burger. And they absolutely nailed it. It was absolutely a delicious burger. The HFC was great. The hot sauce was nice. The zucchini chips cooked to perfection, right? Fresh, crunchy zucchini chips. A nice kombucha. Pat enjoyed his burger as well. And look, Grilled, look, Here's what I'm saying. I guess I want to apologize. Your food is actually quite nice. I really liked it. I'd love a few free coupons if that's a thing you want to talk about. Get in touch with me. But yeah, I was really impressed. I enjoyed the burger a lot. And I would eat it grilled again. I still don't think I'd like. I think there are better burgers in Melbourne. But like, I think I would eat it grilled again if given the choice. I do want to do a shout out to my favorite burger joint in Melbourne, which is called The Burger Block. It is in Kew, where I grew up. It's down the road from my place, well, from my parents' place. The Burger Block in Kew, go there. Free advertising for The Burger Block. I think the woman who manages it is called Brenda. I'm not sure if you remember me, Brenda, but I used to come in all the time, and we used to talk a lot. I hope you're going well, Brenda. Burger Block is awesome. But yeah, grilled was pretty good. I enjoyed it. There you go. Grilled, like, I enjoy grilled now, apparently. I thought I would never want to eat there ever, but yeah, I enjoy it now. So sorry, guys. Sorry to go back on the promise of never wanting to eat grilled and hating it. Like, I think their burgers are acceptable. I would like to try a beef burger from there at some point soon. I should also point out, at one point during the meal, I don't even know what... So the ending of the meal was spoiled because I don't know what happened, but Pat was drinking a Rekordalig cider, which is one of those fancy Swedish ciders. And then I don't even know what I said. I said something that apparently Pat found so funny that he spat out all of the cider all over me and all over the food. So I could not finish the food because Pat spat all over it. But that was not a problem with the food. It was a problem with Pat. And we also got a photo with Sean or Harrison or whoever the guy was that served us. So I'll post that on Instagram this week. I'll tag Grilled. Any thoughts on that? Let me know. Any other burger recommendations from Grilled? Let me know. A lot of people commenting the Bar Bar burger, which I assume is a lamb burger. Don't know how lamb would taste in a burger, but I mean, I guess I'm open to it. But yeah, guys, that's the Grilled saga, the Grilled grillema, the Grilled grilling. It's come to a happy ending. So thank you for your cooperation, Grilled, as I found out the truth about how I feel about your food. There's something else very pressing that I think needs to be talked about. I know that a lot of people know this and have been talking about it for a very long time, but I finally need to talk about this because I've been putting it off for a while. And that thing is that we all know that Olivia Rodrigo, the pop artist, copied the Paramore song Misery Business for her song Good For You. I will put in, for the audio listeners, YouTube copyrights songs, so I don't want to put them in the YouTube version. For the audio listeners, I will cut in, here is a grab from Misery Business. And here is a grab from Good For You. For video listeners, you obviously wouldn't hear that, and I'm not... Well, okay. You have to hear the songs. They're very, very similar. I'm not just going to sing it, because it's not just the vocal melody. It's like everything about them. So, Olivia Rodrigo's song, Good For You, it's a very good song, but it is in no uncertain terms, a almost beat-for-beat plagiarism of Paramore's Misery Business, the famous pop-punk banger, right? Hayley Williams, Paramore, back in like, surely that song must have been 2003 or 4, possibly 5, maybe 6, right? I'm in the business of misery, let's take it from the top. He's got a body like an hourglass, is ticking like a clock. You know, everyone's heard it. And then Olivia Rodrigo as well. So, and I feel like not many people are talking about this as much as I would think, at least not in like any mainstream media, but like, and it's a Good For You is a great song. It's a song about heartbreak. It's a song about, it's a breakup song. And I was thinking about it a lot because I remember like, I used to like wake up and the radio would be on because my alarm clock cycles between different radio stations just to hear what radio's doing. And that song, Good For You, would come on. And because I didn't know, like, I would be like half asleep and be like, is this Paramore? But they're like copying their own song. And then I later found out It's Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo. And there are a few other instances with Olivia Rodrigo. There is, I think, the first song on the album, which I don't know, I can't remember the title of, but the first song on the album, a lot of people are saying, is the Rogue Traders song Voodoo Child, which is actually an Elvis Costello song called Pump It Up. And that is, it is very clearly a, the opening riff of both songs is like identical. And it's very interesting, isn't it? Because are we moving to a point in music where you can just copy other people's music without crediting them? And sometimes it is hard to figure out whether or not it's plagiarism or they have intentionally done it. Like, there's a song either by Dua Lipa or Rita Ora or one of those kind of artists that is a copy of Axel F, which Crazy Frog also did, had the Axel F thing, which is like, dun 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 dun. It's like the song, I think it's Rita Ora maybe, and it's like bang bang dun dun bang 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 na 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 bang bang na 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 na. Oh my god, think I'm in trouble. And then there's also the, I don't know who this is either, but there's also a song that is just I'm Blue, but they've changed the words. So if you know the song Eiffel 65, I'm blue, da ba dee ba da bye. And then there's, someone's done a song that's like, na 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 na. I'll cut, for the audio listeners, I'll cut them in. Some say you will love me one day, and I will wait to get your love in one day. Just say you will love me one day. It's just strange, because I know like sampling in music is a thing, and lots of artists sample and credit other writers. But for Olivia Rodrigo, it doesn't, I'm just gonna look it up right now, like, good for you. Good, because it, like, I don't think she credits Paramore in any way. Like, I don't think she credits Hayley Williams or anyone. Yeah, so it's just, she's claiming she's written this song. Like, I'm sorry, Olivia Rodrigo. Like, your song, Good For You, is exactly the same song as Misery Business. And it's like I said, it's not just the vocal melody. It's like the whole tone of the song, every like crescendo, every like beat, every timing point, the tone of the lyrics, the way she performs it, the drums, the guitars, like it's all Paramore, Paramore, Paramore. And I just find it weird. And then I guess like I wanted to talk about that album Sour by Olivia Rodrigo, which seems to be like very acclaimed and very popular. So I listened to it and I feel like I was going into it wanting to hate it because I just wanted to be like, oh, she's just this like, you know, 18-year-old who's copying classic artists and stuff. But like I listened to this album, Sour, which is very much a teen breakup album. You know, it's like, I think it's like a 35-minute album and every song is lyrically almost identical and thematically, but that's okay. But I gotta say, I enjoyed this album. Like, I enjoyed the vulnerability of Olivia Rodrigo just doing a... And I guess, you know, as a 26-year-old male, you're kind of like, oh, you're 18. Like, what do you know about feelings? But like, then I remember myself at that age and even younger and how intense a lot of the feelings and emotions that I had at that age were. And I look at this album, which absolutely is not written for me. Like, Olivia Rodrigo's album Sour is not an album for a 26-year-old white man. It is an album for a young woman, you know, a teenage woman or women in their 20s, and it's a breakup album. And it's like, It's really good at what it's trying to do. Like, I would listen to it again. Like, I think it's great music. It's really emotionally charged. It's really, I don't know. Like I said, like it, all the songs are lyrically identical, you know, thematically identical, I suppose. She's just singing about the exact same themes, but I think that's important. And I think I did want to do a YouTube video about this where I just talk about this album because I was, I was surprised at like the complexity of it. I don't know if she's writing the music. I think she is. But I thought her voice was really complex. Like, if you've listened to this album, let me know what you think. Like, I was pleasantly surprised at just what it was for. I don't know. I guess it sucks because I was just expecting to hate it. I almost wanted to hate it. And I was like, oh, this is actually like pretty good. And like, then I look at, I guess, like, for me, this feels very much like a growing up teenage, particularly like for young women, but like, you know, it's a teenage moving on, breakup, growing up, coming of age kind of album. And I look at my version of that album, which was Blink-182's self-titled album from 2003. So it was just called Blink-182, which was a complete departure for Blink-182, is to this day probably one of my favorite albums of all time, which I haven't listened to it in ages. But the thing is, that album is like the same. It's like an angsty teenage album about growing up, moving on, and like coming of age, right? And I think if you haven't heard that album, particularly like, it's a complete departure from the Blink-182 you think you know, which is like the older Small Things, Blink-182, Damn It, and like, What's My Edge? It's nothing like that. It's a thematic concept album that flows between tracks and like has, you know, musical motifs throughout it. And it's just an incredibly crafted album that is totally unexpected from that band. Totally unique stylistically. I think that album is the pinnacle of pop punk. I think pop punk never got as, I don't think pop punk ever did something as creative or like impressive as what Blink-182 did with that album. But anyway, I guess when I think about that album and then I look at Olivia Rodrigo's Sour, I'm like, that album, that Blink-182 album, I'm sure, like, you know, people, if I said, yeah, one of my favorite albums is Blink-182, the self-titled album from 2003, lots of people be like, oh, like, what? That's stupid. That sucks. They're like an angsty, but like, I still love it. And I think that this album will be really important to a lot of people in a similar way for the themes that it's covering and just the catharsis that it allows. Like, music allows you to be really cathartic and it allows you to like release emotions because you can relate so much to music. You can relate so much to songs. And like, when I was growing up with that Blink-182 album, like, I related to it so much. Like, every lyric in that just felt like it was speaking to me at age 16, 17, 18. Like, I was just like, wow, this is like, even through my early 20s, I listened to that. I was like, this is just illustrating what I feel like. It's such a depressing album. It's an album about not knowing how to communicate, feeling anxious, feeling scared about the future. And yeah. So I recommend go and listen to Sour by Olivia Rodrigo, which I really liked, even though Good For You is a copy. But then do I care that it's a copy? Because like, I guess I don't care. It doesn't seem like anyone from Paramore cares because I feel like they would be within their rights to sue her and take some credit and get some money from this, get some royalties from it. Genuinely, that's how much I think it's copied. And anyone that knows anything about music can hear very, very, very apparently that it's copied. But yeah, I like this album a lot. You know, people say there's Taylor Swift kind of copycat vibes as well, but does everyone in music kind of just rip off everyone else? Like, you know, I think everything is kind of everything that everyone does is influenced by someone else in some way, right? Like, everything from like this podcast has influences of all the stuff I used to listen to in terms of podcasts and radio shows, right? And like my band Release the Sounds, like there are songs in that where I remember saying to Jack as I was writing them where I'm like, this is kind of like this song, like this song is supposed to sound like this song. So I think that's okay. I think, you know, if you can't, And I also do a Harry Potter fan fiction podcast. So, you know, I'm not complaining. Olivia Rodrigo, you're awesome. I love your album. Good stuff. What's up next, Mike, on the run sheet? Oh, yes. Okay. I teased last episode, that I would be trying a woman's breast milk for the first time in my life. First time in my life, I was not breastfed as a baby. I don't know why. I don't know why. I think my mum just didn't want to, was like uncomfortable with breastfeeding. I don't know why. I'm not going to speak on behalf of my mum, but I was not breastfed as a child. I was bottle fed my whole life. So like, you know, the first boob I sucked was not my mum's, which is very rare for most people. Anyway, not diving into that territory. So basically, I sometimes appear on another podcast called Finding a Unicorn, which is a dating podcast by two of my friends, Carly and Eliza. Carly has had a baby recently, and she has, you know, I didn't try it from the nipple, by the way. I didn't suck it from the nipple. I took it from she has frozen or like refrigerated and bottled a bunch of her breast milk because she's no longer lactating. And for the podcast, we decided to try it. And look, I want to put it out there. I wanted to just like talk about it because, and this is no offense to Carly, but it was one of, I'm actually gagging thinking about it because it was one of the most disgusting things I've ever tasted. Maybe it just like babies don't know any better. And because like, you know, it's her boob, so it's designed for her baby. Maybe adults aren't supposed to drink. Well, adults aren't supposed to drink breast milk, but like it was so weird because it was like flaky and it was so, oh, the taste was so weird. Like has anyone, be honest, like has anyone in adulthood tasted breast milk? Like has anyone tried a partner's breast milk or anything like that? What did you think? Because I was like, this is so gross. I literally nearly vomited from it. It was so gross. I gagged immediately. The smell was off-putting. It just kind of looked and tasted like old curdled milk. And I don't know, like, have any ladies tried their own breast milk? If you're listening, I'm just curious, because you probably would, if it was coming out of you, be like, yeah, okay, well, it's designed to be drunk. Like, I guess it's just for babies and babies don't know any different, but like having it in a glass and just drinking it, oh, it was disgusting. So go and listen to that podcast episode because I drank someone's breast milk for the first time and it was not very nice. It was grainy. It was gross and fluffy and curdled and yuck. And I was like, surely that's like not, I said to Carly, I was like, surely that's not good. Like that's been left out of the fridge too long or something. She's like, no, that's how it's always been. Like that's how it is. And she also said she was able to like squeeze her nipple and just shoot milk from her boob, like shoot it out, which I just think is, it's amazing what the human body is capable of doing. But anyway, sorry for that gross out content. I will talk more about the breast milk drinking on the Patreon bonus pod, patreon.com/RadioMike. If you want to hear a little bit more graphic detail of what happened, I will talk a little bit more about it on that. All right, before we get to the plug, I have one more thing that I wanted to talk about. The Fast and the Furious franchise. I want to start by saying I have not seen any of these. I think I saw Tokyo Drift when I was, when it came out, but I haven't seen any of the other ones. Fast and the Furious. Has anyone stopped and taken a look at this franchise? Because I want to say that the Fast and the Furious movie franchise is one of, if not the, most bizarrely titled franchise in the history of cinema. Like, you got to look, you've got, the first one is called The Fast and the Furious, right? And the second one, they blow it out of the park. They blow it out of the water with this incredibly genius, clever title, Too Fast, Too Furious, right? Works on several levels. Obviously, it's the second iteration of the film, Too Fast, Too Furious. Also, it's a double thing. Too, as in very, like too fast, too furious, right? Very clever. And then cleverer again, the third movie in the franchise, they decide, well, we can't do like three fast, three furious. So they just called it The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. They went the subtitle route, right? Because I guess like eventually, like it's weird, you know, you've got like, Shrek had a similar thing. Shrek had Shrek 2, then they did Shrek the Third, and then they did Shrek Forever After, right? And, like, Shrek the Third was, like, a kind of clever one because it was, like, fancy in the sense that, like, I guess the fairy tale world of Shrek kind of made sense to me. Like, Shrek the Third, and then Shrek Forever After as well, like, fit the fairy tale theme plus, and then Shrek Forever After, right? So that kind of worked. But I guess, like, so there's the Shrek. Shrek, similarly bizarrely titled, but Fast and the Furious gets worse. So, you know, the first three, I think, work. The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, and then we're going the subtitle route, Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. And then I believe the fourth one, if I'm not mistaken, I'm just going to get them up because I want to make sure I'm getting this right. So just type in away. Fast and Furious is a media franchise centered on a series of action films. Yeah. Okay. The fourth one is called Fast and Furious. So I guess that's like, I guess, yeah, that's fine. So we've got The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, and then just Fast and Furious. Cool. Right? I guess you could do what Shrek did, do Fast Forever After or something like that, but Fast and Furious, back to basics, right? Then the next one is called Fast Five, which I guess kind of makes sense, but it's like now it's just Fast Five. We follow up with the sixth one where they go Fast and Furious Six. So they've gone back to just Fast and Furious. The next one is called Furious Seven. So we've gone Fast Five, Fast and Furious 6, Furious 7. Number 8, The Fate of the Furious. The Fate. Kind of going back to that Too Fast, Too Furious thing. The Fate. Fate as in 8. The Fate of the Furious. And then the new one is called F9. It's called F9. Not even Fast 9, Fast and Furious 9. F9. So I just want to read these out for you again. The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, Furious 7, The Fate of the Furious, F9. Jesus Christ. Now, I want to put it out there right now. The 10th film in the Fast and Furious franchise is going to be called Furious, except the I and the O in Furious will be a 10. Calling it right now, Furious 10, it'll be called. But it'll just be Furious with the I and the O as a 10. Maybe, yeah. So I think the title will be Furious, but stylized with a 10 as the I and the O. Calling it right now. Calling it right now. The Fate of the Furious is just... That's like if, like, I don't know, what, like, Shrek, that's like calling Shrek 5 Shrive. That's actually literally like calling Shrek 5 Shrive. It is. It actually is. No, it's not. I mean, it's not really. Shrive, Shrek 5, Shrek's 5, I don't know. Anyway, let's stop the Shrek analogy. It's blown my mind. Fast and the Furious blows my mind. Should I watch the first one? Like, I have no idea. I read that in F9, spoilers, but I just heard they go to space in a car with a rocket. Didn't it start out as a normal action movie? Now they're going into space with a rocket? What? I'm sorry. That's like, I've been watching all the Friday the 13th movies. The first one's just a normal slasher film based in reality. And then the synopsis of the last one is that it's the year 2300 and it's a post-apocalyptic world. I'm like, I'm sorry. What? Franchises. They get out of control. They jump the shark. Like, just crazy. Guys, you know what we have to do right now?
The plug.
Here are the plugs. Patreon.com/RadioMike or PayPal.me/itsRadioMike. Please jump on board. I'm trying to, like, I would really like to be growing it. I'm going to be servicing it more. So please jump on board. It really helps me to just pay off the podcast, to be honest. from there, I would love you to go to YouTube. There are video versions of the bonus pod as well, so they're obviously hidden for patrons only. But yeah, I would love for you to grab the podcast on YouTube. Just type in Radio Mike. If you go to the Radio Mike profile and subscribe, that'd be awesome. We're still growing. I haven't done a vid for a while. There is also a link to the Harry Potter and the Boys YouTube channel and the Radio Mike podcast clips YouTube channel. Please subscribe to them both. Even if you don't want to watch them, I would just really appreciate if you subscribe, because it just unlocks YouTube. Like, you have to get a certain amount of subscribers to unlock stuff. So yeah, I would really, really, really appreciate if you could do that. Harry Potter and the Boys is still coming out as well. This week, tomorrow, the guest will be Jackie Hatton, a comedian who's been on the pod before and just got amazing response from people who really liked her because she's hilarious. So I'm looking forward to having her back on the show. Finding a Unicorn Pod, Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project is still going. So check that out every Monday. The main Hamish and Andy pod, Tofop, is another podcast I work on that's really funny and I would highly recommend. And then, yeah, I think that's more or less it for now. I'll be moving into my new place. We've still got to go to Chicken Episode 2.0, but we might just wait a few weeks till we do that. Maybe after I move in, we can do that. Yeah, I think that's more or less everything. RadioMike.com.au/merch. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I do really appreciate it. I have a lot of fun doing this podcast. I'm also going to do the next episode of my movie vlog on YouTube. Every month I do a movie vlog where I talk about every movie I watched in like snap 1 to 2 minute reviews. The first 5 months of the year, January through May, are already up there on my YouTube channel. They're featured on the front page in a playlist. So please go and check them out. I have a lot of fun making them and I'd love for you to watch them. Please go and check out the YouTube. Heaps of like pop culture stuff and nerdy stuff if you're into that. But for now, my name's been Radio Mike. This podcast has been the inside of my mind. Don't block the MDF. We still need to do the MDF sting. I'm a very kind young man and some of your older staff could learn a lot from me. Don't lie to me because I'll see you. If I see you, it might be in the Dream Factory. And William Kennedy, please finish your farm project. We all did it. Why didn't you? Goodbye. Forever. I'm in love with you. Not forever. I'll be back next week probably. See ya. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.